Support for The Front Porch comes from the Charleston Gazette Mail with two editorial pages, one progressive, one conservative, kind of like The Front Porch. Check it out at wvgazettemail.com. And you're on The Front Porch. I'm Scott Finn, Executive Director here at West Virginia Public Broadcasting.
Woody Thrasher is the incoming Secretary of Commerce.
Thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate it.
Right. Thanks for having me, Scott.
You've said that it's all about confidence and self-esteem and that West Virginians don't think big enough. I'm just curious, like, what do you think about that? What's that coming from?
Well, I think when you're 50th, decade after decade, I think after a while it begins to wear on you. And I have felt for a long time that West Virginians do have a self-esteem problem. I oftentimes see where we don't shoot as high as we should and really set our goals as high as they should be. I think it's understandable, but regrettable. And I think it's very much at the center of what Governor-elect Justice is trying to change, that feeling that we are as good and competent, as capable as anybody else. And we can do just as well as anybody else.
On one hand, I've never been in a place where people cared so much about where they live and are in a way proud of it. But in another way, you're right. There's this huge self-esteem issue. How do you tackle that?
Well, you know, I think sometimes complicated subjects are best handled through simple methodology to solutions. Specifically, I know as I grew up, I watched all kinds of classmates leave West Virginia for opportunities. And I've continued to see that as my children grew up and saw their friends leave. So I think the simple solution to that is to begin the process of providing meaningful employment throughout West Virginia. And I think when people are able to support their families and have significant careers going forward, I think you're going to see that self-esteem return.
You've built a business in this place despite some of these challenges, and maybe some of these things, there are competitive advantages here that aren't in existence in other places. Could you talk about maybe some of the advantages that West Virginia has?
Well, you know, that's a very good point, and I have a saying that I apply a lot, play the hand you're dealt. So most states have one accredited engineering school. West Virginia happens to have four. So we produce an abundance of engineers. And whether you're from West Virginia or you come to school here, most people that do want to stay because of that great quality of life that we have. So for my particular business, we had access to a whole lot of young, bright engineers. And, you know, we would hire 30 to 50 student interns every year, and then they sort of work their way into the company. And so we've been able to develop a large group of really competent engineers, and we can perform really high caliber engineering and architectural services right here in West Virginia and really service the offices we have in the surrounding states. So again, I think it's a case-by-case situation, but I do think if you really look for opportunities, they're there.
It seems like such a simple thing to do on one hand is just to change how we talk about ourselves. But on the other hand, it's really ingrained in our culture to put ourselves down before anyone else does. And Governor Justice has called himself marketer in chief. So how can we use the skills of marketing to be able to tell a different story about West Virginia?
You know, I love to learn through example. And I think as the leadership in this Justice administration come forward, they're going to be really proud West Virginians that have been successful and recognize what can be done. So I think you can't underestimate the importance of role models. Certainly, when you look at Governor-elect Justice, there is no better role model in terms of a West Virginian being successful. And what really touches my heart, more importantly, is the fact that it still all stays in West Virginia. That's really where his heart is. So I think it's through setting examples through your own efforts in terms of how we sort of change that esteem. And it is not going to happen overnight. But I do think once the trend starts in that direction, I think we all might be surprised at how quickly it improves.
There's just so much to do in this realm. What are one or two of the things that you feel like you're really going to focus on right off the bat?
Well, you're exactly right. Once I accepted this position and I began to get the windfall of calls from people, I just realized how many different aspects there are to this. First, on the big issues, I think we want to find sites where we can locate businesses. If you don't have a flat piece of property, you're not going to get a business. It's that simple. And so on a large scale, I think we need to begin to work toward having readily accessible sites. So when companies contemplate putting a facility, we have something for them at that time. On the other end of the spectrum, you know, West Virginia is a very rural place, and I don't think we're going to come out of the morass that we're in through hitting home runs. I think we're going to do it with a combination of home runs and a lot of singles. So when you think about all the communities spread through West Virginia, I think one thing that's a critical element is have good connectivity, which we do not have now. I feel like that's a huge issue to be able to have people locate in these more rural areas and then still be able to conduct business. So that's going to be a big emphasis.
Is there anything else that I forgot to ask you about that you wanted to make sure you said?
You know, I don't really have anything except for people to recognize that drastic times call for drastic measures. And I think we are in a situation with our budget deficit that we're going to have to apply some drastic measures. I don't know exactly what they're going to be, but I think we will in pretty short order. And I think there's probably going to have to be a little bit of suffering. We have a saying in the construction industry, you've got to break a few eggs to make an omelet. I think in the same way, West Virginia is going to have to go through some challenging times in the immediate future, try to get our financial house in order. And then once we have a good foundation, good things should follow.
Woody Thrasher is the incoming Secretary of Commerce. Thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. I enjoyed it.
Okay, so Front Porchians, did you know we have a West Virginia Public Broadcasting app?
I was not aware of that. Were you aware of
yeah,
that?
I was not aware.
Really? You're not just faking it. You really don't know?
I actually really did not know.
This is awesome. Okay, great. You have what sort of phone?
An iPhone.
Here's what I want you to do. I want you to go to the App Store.
The App Store.
And if you have an Android phone,
here we are.
Then you want to go to Google Play, but in this case, the App Store. You want to search for WVPB, like West Virginia and peanut butter.
Okay, media app. I see it.
Okay.
Oh, even Rick is figuring this out.
Loveo.
All right,
download
it, please.
Oh, I like the logo. Very nice. Get. It's free, right?
It is totally free.
So hit get. Okay.
I see news and I see podcasts as the second choice, and there's the Front Porch right there.
Click on the little computer screen in the middle there, and what you'll see is all of our videos. You can watch Masterpiece, you can watch Nova.
And there's a donate button right there.
Oh, and wow, I didn't even have to ask you to do that. Yes, there's a red Donate Now button in the upper right-hand corner as well. And then finally, there's a whole tab for Mountain Stage. You can listen to and watch all of your favorite Mountain Stage performances. Please download it and make it the way you listen to The Front Porch and all your favorite programs.